This Side of Paradise by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Read by Peter Marinker. Well, this side of paradise, there's little comfort in the wise. Rupert Brooke. Experience is the name so many people give to their mistakes. Oscar Wilde. Book 1. The Romantic Egotist. 1. Amory, son of Beatrice. Amory Blaine inherited from his mother every trait, except the stray inexpressible few, that made him worthwhile. His father, an ineffectual, inarticulate man with a taste for Byron and a habit of drowsing over the Encyclopaedia Britannica, grew wealthy at 30 through the death of 2 elder brothers, successful Chicago brokers, and in the first flush of feeling that the world was his, went to Bar Harbor and met Beatrice O'Hara. In consequence, Stephen Blaine handed down to posterity his height of just under 6 feet and his tendency to waver at crucial moments, these two abstractions appearing in his son, Amory. For many years, he hovered in the background of his family's life, an unassertive figure with a face half obliterated by lifeless, silky hair, continually occupied in taking care of his wife, continually harassed by the idea that he didn't and couldn't understand her. But Beatrice Blaine, there was a woman. Early pictures taken on her father's estate at Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, or in Rome at the Sacred Heart Convent, an educational extravagance that in her youth